Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods Hick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Woods Hick. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Carey reaches second base with a double. Tuttle moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Carey scores. Seaborn moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wisenant reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wisenant scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Cheetee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheetee hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hickfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Woods Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods Hick takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wisenant takes first base on ball 4. Woods Hick moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woods-Hick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wisenant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wisenant moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Trowbridge strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods-Hick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Woods-Hick. Lump moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lump scores. Carey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Senators, 3. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdivielso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hickfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Trowbridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hickfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Green pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is hit by the pitch. Becker moves to second. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Becker moves to third. Green moves to second. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Becker scores. Green moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Senators, 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Allison reaches second base with a double. Green scores. There goes Gardner trying to get to home. Bauer throws the ball into Chee-Ti, who tags Gardner, who came all the way from first, for the out. Allison moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. Lenny Green now playing center field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Carey tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 5, Senators, 5. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Killebrew moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-3 in the game. Valdivielso bunts towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Batty moves to second. One out. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Batty scores. It's 7-5, Senators. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Becker goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Senators. Leo Keeley now pitching. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Don Lee. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-3 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Kravitz reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Senators. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8. And Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.